another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Roberts.
All set, Jerry.
Okay, boys and girls, on stage. Ready? Stage light.
Hold it, Johnny. Hold that curtain.
What's the matter with you, Mac? You're hired to watch the stage door, not to hold up production.
Just the same, Johnny, you're holding that curtain till the cops arrive. Girl was just found murdered in the star's dressing room.
It's murder, all right. Plain, cold-blooded murder. Cruel blow in the temple. Anybody know who she is?
Why, she's one of the chorus line, Inspector. Sybil Lang.
I see. Mr. Roberts, I understand this is your dressing room.
That's right, Inspector, it is. Ghastly mess, isn't it?
Mr. Roberts is Johnny Roberts, Inspector, the noted tap dancer. Being the star of this show, we gave him the big room.
And you were on stage at the time the murder was discovered, Mr. Roberts?
Well, practically. I'd been standing in the wings waiting for curtain.
Pardon me, Inspector, but that crowd out there is growing impatient. As long as no one can leave, I see no reason for holding curtain. People have paid plenty to get a look at Roberts.
Well, I suppose there's no harm. The show must go on.
I say, Inspector, that's sporting of you. I'll be back in 5 minutes.
The thing that gets me, Mac here swears no one left the theater all evening.
I'd vouch for that too, Inspector. You see, as producer, it's my business to keep tab on the cast.
That means the murderer is still among us. But where, then, did he dispose of the weapon? He wouldn't have risked being caught leaving the room with it on him. We've searched everywhere, and there isn't a sign of anything heavy enough to administer that death blow.
Why would a pretty girl like that be in a mess like this, anyway?
Mr. Roberts!
Confound these boisterous audiences! Oh, there you are, Jerry.
Well, what is it, Roberts? What's the crowd kicking up about?
Look here, Jerry. A star is entitled to some rights. I tell you, I won't have it. They're insisting, demanding I dance. Now, you promised me it. Well, it says in the contract, I emcee this show. No audience is going to railroad me.
You don't mean you're going against audience will, Mr. Roberts. I thought it was the public that makes or breaks you.
Not John Roberts. I'll tear up my contract first. I'll tear it up.
That won't be necessary, Mr. Roberts. That contract is going to be broken anyway. John Roberts, I arrest you for the murder of Sybil Lang.
Why did the inspector arrest John Roberts? Do you know the clue? In just a moment, we'll hear more, but first... Let's see what the inspector has to say.
What are you talking about? You can't arrest me. I'll sue.
Just a minute, Roberts. Why did you just refuse to dance when that audience gave you that commanding ovation? You're wearing tap shoes, so you can't say you weren't prepared.
Well, I didn't want to dance, that's why.
Oh, no, Mr. Roberts. I'll tell you why you refused. You couldn't dance. Those loaded taps you put on the tap shoes you're wearing are too heavy for nimble dancing. But they weren't too heavy to deal a death blow. You killed Sybil Lang. You might have walked away with the clue. Yes, literally walked right off with it. If that audience hadn't wanted to see John Roberts go into his act. Now I suggest you hand those shoes over as Exhibit A. You might find them a little too heavy when you walk the last mile.